Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suva, Senior Area Director for BNI, and today I have Pete Kleinjohn from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Pete, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Excellent. So we put out there from time to time, if you ever have a topic that we want to touch on, or if you have an idea for our podcast, to reach out to us, and Pete took it to the next level. Pete wrote up a blog that I know at this point has been published on the BNI Heartland blog, but the topic was so great that we also wanted to do a podcast to go with it. So that whole above and beyond thing, Pete pretty much set this all up. He made my life super easy with the content on this, but the best part is the content is absolutely amazing and something that all members should know because it's a benefit to their BNI membership, but it's not necessarily something that's advertised or is really obvious unless you're in the field that Pete's in. So Pete, why don't you give us a little background? What's your business? What do you specialize in and what do you represent in your chapter?
Sure. So our business, Tiger 29, we focus primarily on search engine optimization, which is a really specific internet marketing niche. Basically, we're working to improve our clients' rankings on Google, and the goal is to generate more traffic to their website, more leads for their sales staff, and more sales ultimately, which leads to revenue for their business. Sort of our philosophy on SEO, which a lot of business people have sort of heard of search engine optimization or it's in their periphery. We believe, and over the last 8 years of doing this, we've learned that search engine optimization isn't necessarily a checklist where you check off the boxes and your SEO is perfect and now you rank well. It's more so a process of influencing the Google algorithm. And there's two sort of sides to that coin. There's on-site factors, which is your website itself, and then off-site factors, which is where your BNI Connect profile comes in.
So thanks for kind of explaining what SEO is, because I know it's a buzzword. We have a handful of members that do represent in that chapter, but I don't think people understand how important it is. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a big to-do, I want to say a couple years ago, maybe just a year, I'm not the best with time, when Google was changing some things and it was going to make it harder to be found on search. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're always changing their algorithm. And that's essentially how they determine rankings is through the Google algorithm. And nobody knows that secret sauce. Nobody knows what it is exactly that's going to make you favorable in the Google algorithm's eyes. But generally speaking, we know that the Google algorithm is trying to measure three things: authority, relevance, and trust. And when you show Google that you have more authority, relevance, and trust than other websites for a particular keyword search, you're going to rank well for that keyword search.
Okay. So let's go back to the off-site SEO, because you said there's on-site, which is your website, and then the off-site is how BNI kind of plays into this. So how does your BNI Connect profile help you with your business or your personal SEO with the off-site side of it?
Absolutely. So with your BNI Connect profile, you have an opportunity to tell Google about your business on a platform that is not your own website. And when you do that, you're telling them about your products and services, which is essentially the kinds of customers that you're looking for. You fill in your ideal referral information. You put in your top product, which is for a lot of businesses, essentially their keyword list of what they would like to rank for. Mm-hmm. Top problems that you've solved and ideal referral partners. So that establishes relevance for Google. If you're a plumber, you're going to put plumbing type stuff in there. If you're an electrician, you're going to put electrical type stuff in there. If you're a lawyer, you're going to have some legal type stuff in there. So that's relevant to different searches that people are going to do. When you put a link from your BNI Connect profile to your website, that passes that relevance over to your website, which gives you more authority in the algorithm's eyes. And then the other important component of your BNI Connect profile is what we call NAP, which is N-A-P, name, address, phone number. And so you have accurate information on your BNI Connect profile. So Google knows that the phone number that you have plastered all over the web or even on your website or your Google My Business profile, it's accurate. It gives them a high degree of trust that you are who you say you are and you do what you say you do. And it's essentially a really great way of establishing that offsite authority, relevance, and trust.
Wow. So I guess taking a nap is a good thing in your world.
Yeah, nice one.
So on top of that, we have some members or some businesses, I should say, that are in multiple chapters. So they have five or six people represented in different chapters. Does this play a part into the offsite SEO, and does it improve it? Does it help it, or does it not matter?
Absolutely, it helps. And one of the things that we do every day, essentially, is we do link analysis for clients, looking for new ways that we can create backlinks for them to create that authority, relevance, and trust. So if you're a business that has members in multiple chapters, you can create multiple BNI Connect profiles for each one of those members. And all of a sudden, instead of having one backlink passing authority, relevance, and trust to your business, you might have two or three or four or five even. And those are links that your competitors are not going to be able to get if they're not in a BNI chapter. And that's a way for you to gain an edge in those search engine rankings.
Wow. We have certain businesses that have been in multiple chapters for years. But if you're listening to this podcast and you have somebody in the office that has kind of held back on checking out BNI or something like that, let your boss know, or let that person know, that the more people you have in a chapter, the more power you're going to have with your search engine optimization. And if you don't believe that being online is important with a business, I think you're lying to yourself in this day and age. So
absolutely. And I just wanted to mention too, Brandon, if you've been in a chapter for 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years, maybe when you originally filled out your BNI Connect profile, you didn't have a Facebook page and you didn't have a LinkedIn profile. Well, you can add those links into your BNI Connect profile, which sort of multiplies that effect even more. It just creates a really synergistic effect, so that all of a sudden Google starts to connect your Facebook page, your website, your Twitter account, your LinkedIn profile, and all of a sudden it just really legitimizes your business in the eyes of the Google algorithm.
Great. So fill out that profile, get it fully filled out with everything you can put on there. So what I want to close with on the podcast today is, you keep saying authority, relevance, and trust. And in your blog, you compare that to the VCP, visibility, credibility, and profitability concept in BNI. If you could just go a little more in depth, tie those together for our listeners, because it's amazing how that fit in. And I'm a huge component of VCP. So even if you didn't want to do a podcast, when I read that part of your blog, I probably would have asked you to. Go a little more in depth on how those can tie together, because I think that will relate it in that final step of BNI to the SEO world.
Right. Well, and maybe the easiest way to think about it is, if you think of Google as a referral passing tool instead of as a search engine, where essentially when you establish authority, relevance, and trust, people walk into Google or they go to the search engine, and Google is saying, hey, here's the best person to solve your problem. Here's the best person to fix your problem. And so it's not that different from a BNI chapter, where if you have a visitor come into your chapter and they say, you know what, I need to get my carpets cleaned, and you've got a carpet cleaner in that chapter, guess what? They're going to get that referral because they have that visibility, credibility, and eventually it leads to profitability. Mm-hmm. And so Google acts in the same way. When you establish that authority, relevance, and trust, you're the first referral that Google is trying to pass to someone else.
I love that analogy. And you keep saying Google, but these things apply to other search engines like Bing. Other stuff that people use, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Typically in our work, we primarily focus on Google because they have the biggest market share. Mm-hmm. But generally, search engines all operate on the same principle. They're all trying to give the user the best result so that they have the best experience, so they come back and use the search engine again another day.
Awesome. Perfect. All right, Pete, this is your second of fame. Do you have anything that you'd like to throw out there before we close down the podcast today?
Go Jackrabbits.
Before we got on this podcast, Pete did point out that the Nebraska Huskers will be playing the Jackrabbits now. So I think that will be quite fun in the BNI heartland world.
We can't and have it all be business all the time.
That's right. Nope. I've known Pete ever since, I think, if I didn't meet you when you visited a chapter, it was pretty darn close. But he has just been
visitor
a great
day.
Asset. It was a visitor day. That's what I thought. Pete's been a great asset to his chapter, to BNI overall. And I think this blog and this podcast really solidifies that. Because once again, he brought this to us. And it's something we talk about, but we never had the details for it. And I believe this podcast has really put those all together. So as a reminder, these podcasts are for the members. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Pete, have a great rest of your week, and thank you for your time today.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Brandon.
And I look forward to talking to you all on a future podcast.